Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, listening in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. This afternoon, we have a musical treat for you. Recording artist Woodson is making his first appearance on the program to talk to us not only about his own journey in music, but to introduce new music here on our show. Woodson, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Hey, man, no problem. Look, well, you know, the single that you're promoting right now is Let Me Be, and our listeners are going to get a chance to listen to that and find out how they can get their own MP3 of it a little bit later. But I want to start with, you know, the success you've been able to have so far. I mean, you're an individual who is not only able to do what you do, what you love, which is produce music, but now you're sharing that music with the world. What has that experience been like for you?
It's been really, honestly, very good. You know, through everything, you know, to get to where you need to in life, you got to go through ups and downs.
Right.
I mean, the music end has been really, really good so far. Because, you know, once you put in your dues, I feel as though you're going to reap the rewards. And we've been able to, me and my producer, we started since day one together. He used to be a bass player and all that stuff in the churches. And he's had a harder time than I have, and now we've seen everything come through the way it has, and we're really happy about the whole situation.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're creating music, I was curious about this when I heard the single, because the single's it's a fresh song. I can see it, you know, playing in the clubs. I can see people just riding around listening to it that way. Talk us through, you know, how you do create and what inspires you, because I think everything great starts with inspiration. So what is it that inspires you to want to put a pen to paper and then also to start writing and sharing?
Every song is a different method, depending on what I'm feeling that day and what I want to convey out to that person, because mostly I usually tend to write about my feelings, what I'm going through, and especially Let Me Be was about a female that I would want to say something to, but I couldn't, but I just want to kind of like, since I couldn't, she has somebody, you know what I'm saying, but I'm not the type of guy to be a homewrecker, so I was like, you know what, let me just put my feelings, my emotions, what I would want to say to her in the song, and leave it there for now.
Right, right.
You know? So I did that way. But every song is different. It all depends on the mood, the situation, what I'm going through, and all that stuff.
Exactly. So, you know, when you then hear what people are saying about the music, Woodson, when people say that they enjoy it, that they can relate to it, that, you know, you're speaking for them, I kind of said that in my review on Amazon.com that, you know, guys are going to be, you know, congratulating you and thanking you for saying what so many of them are trying to find a way to say. Does that feel like you've done your job as a songwriter and also as a person who brings a song to life?
I feel as though yes. Yes, I do feel that way. And it's like, and sometimes some people can't say what they want just because of the situation they're in, and they try to do it kind of like hidden, or I forgot the other word, but not, you know, in a way where the person won't know until they gotta think about it. And I mean, that song is a perfect song to play for them, for the female
right.
that they want to speak to. And I mean, I am truly in, I'm excited about that song. I feel that song could help a lot of people. And I feel blessed that people could even be like, okay, yo, A. Wood, thank you for doing that. I appreciate that. I wanted to say to her. And I'm like, hey, I mean, if I can help one person, that's all that matters, you know?
Exactly. Great point. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm having a conversation here with recording artist Woodson. We're talking to him not only about his journey in music and being able to share his music, but the single in particular we're talking about is a single you guys are going to be able to hear in a moment. It's Let Me Be. So, you know, Woodson, when did you know that this was the gift for you? When did you know that this was going to be the way that people around the world would get to know who you were?
I think the when I honestly knew was I'd say 2005, 2006. I'm a late bloomer when it comes to music. Mm-hmm. I came out of college. I started a group, and we were fiddling around trying to play. And I was mostly the backup guy in the group. But I've always had my best friend who's my producer. He was always like, "Oh, you're not serious." And I wasn't, to be quite frank with you. I wasn't. It was just like a joking around type of thing, pastime. And then I think it was 2006 or 7, we made the decision. We know what? We're going to be serious about this, and we're going to go full throttle. And right then I was like, especially the growth too, and I had time to grow within that time to get myself prepared. And I think 2007, 2008 was like the year I felt comfortable enough to say, okay, yeah, I could definitely see me doing this forever.
Yeah, wow. So, you know, a lot of things that keep people from moving forward, and when we talk about this, for our regular listeners, they know we talk about this quite a bit, and that is the crippling effect of fear. How have you gotten past the idea of wondering if you had something that people wanted to hear or something to say that people would identify with? How have you gotten over that fear of how it would be perceived and stayed true to the dream along the way?
I mean, it's a sticky situation because fear is everywhere, and fear controls a lot of people. Things that people don't understand, they fear it, you know what I'm saying, or they don't want to round up. But at the same time, you got to conquer. You got to go attack your fear and conquer it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel as though myself, sometimes people aren't going to like everything that I do, so therefore I have to, at the end of the day, I got to feel, I'm trying to give people my expression of my feelings towards this certain situation. Not everybody's going to agree with it, and that's going to be bring some fear, you know, about certain things. I just want to be like, I'm not going to get everybody's attention. You know, not everybody's gonna like my music, but it's gonna catch a certain amount of people, and that's all I can ask for. You know what I'm saying? Some people to hear it, they're gonna like it. Some are not gonna like, but at the same time, they're gonna hear what my point is. And it's fear, you gotta go at it. I'm scared of my mother still. So you know, you know, I mean, but there's a lot of things you gotta be scared of. Fear is a natural state of human being, I think. So.
Right. I totally agree with you on that. So, you know, have you gotten used to then being the face? I know it's interesting that you said something that I didn't know, that you kind of started off kind of in the back. So have you gotten used to being the face of this movement, being the brand of it, and what that represents, meaning you're going to be the face that people, you know, associate with this music. People will be looking at you. Have you gotten used to that aspect of being out front and being noticed?
Honestly, I've always wanted to be the background guy. I'm not going to lie. You know, as far, even doing the acting and everything like that, I always wanted to be the background guy. But now, being solo, I definitely am ready for it, and I've taken initiative. And it's not, to me, it was never an issue of me being the front guy. It was more so, you know how you have a core group of people that are really there for you?
Right.
And, you know, we all, like when I was in a group, we all played a certain role. And it was perfect. Due to the label that I put us up, things got messed up. And then I had to go solo because those guys put the pressure on me. They're like, we're not going to sing. And none of them are singing anymore, just me. So I'm like, okay, I got to take the full throttle and take it on my shoulders, make things happen in order for them to come back to sing. So they're basing everything on my success if they're going to come back, pretty much. But I'm used to it. I've been in Olympics before. I mean, I tried out for the Olympics and I was in high school. I was always in newspapers and stuff like that. So being a front man it's not an issue for me at all. And when it comes to the branding, I definitely understand that, you know, you got to have everything now is all about the face. You got to brand because branding is what's going to get you where you need to. It's no longer just being able to sing. You got to be able to bring more to the table than just sing.
Right. Okay, so that brings up another question then that comes to mind then, Woodson, and that is, you know, there is then individuals who will tell you, you know, if you want to reach a certain level, there are certain things you have to do, there's a certain way you have to look. How do you stay true to yourself in the process of building the brand and recognizing that music, that the part that you're in is a business? It's not just about good times. It is a business. So how do you stay true to who Woodson is along that way? I think one way you mentioned is probably still fearing your mother, because I understand that completely. you know, how then do you stay true to yourself and stay humble to the experience?
To be honest about that, people are going to try you. They're going to, you know, some people you think that what's supposed to be there aren't there for you. A lot of things are going to happen. What you got to understand is at the end of the day, not everybody's bad. You know
right.
what I'm saying? But it's just certain decisions that they make is wrong. And some people in this agree, some people are this or whatever. But you just got to understand when it comes to you, you just got to put it, you know, I just think people should have morals about certain things. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't have to degrade yourself. As long as you have your core values there, just, okay, this is what I will do, this is what I won't do. And you should be, you know what I'm saying, you should be more kind to people. Because at the end of the day, once people see how you can't respect somebody that doesn't respect themselves, I want to say.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Once they see that, they won't try you, and then no, you walk a straight, narrow path, and they can't say nothing that's going to differentiate. Because people will try you. You just usually got to let them know, look, this is my foot, and that's why I'm setting it, and that's what it
right.
is.
All right. Okay. Again, you're listening to recording artist Woodson. We're talking to him about his musical journey, what it's been like for him to be the face of his growing brand, and also, of course, to be able to deal with everything that comes with being an artist. Now, the single, as I mentioned, that we're going to be listening to is Let Me Be. Woodson, since we have you here with us, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce it for our listeners.
Hey, guys. This is Woodson Michelle, and you're listening to my new single, Let Me Be, featuring Busy Boy.
That was Woodson with Let Me Be here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We actually have Woodson Michelle joining us live here. We've been having a great conversation talking about his journey in music, what it's been like for him. Of course, we talked about the single Let Me Be, and Woodson, I'm going to let you let our listeners know how they can get their own copy here in a moment. I want to talk about success, and this is probably one of the few parts of the show, I think, that I normally ask everybody the same question, because I think that people, you know, they look at individuals like yourself and people who might be on television or being played on the radio, and they say, you know what, I'll never be able to do that, or, you know, man, if I get to that point, you know, I would have really made it. How is your idea of what success is, Woodson? How has it changed as you've gone from different levels in your career?
Success could be interpreted in many different ways. What we got to understand is even getting a song done is successful because you actually completed the first step, you know, of if it depends how far you want to go in what you're doing also, you know.
Right.
To myself, I mean, success, I feel I've got some success, but not to the degree where I feel as though I know I could get to. And everybody's got to understand, once you start something, you don't want to quit. That's just me. I'm not a quitter, and
right.
People don't like making bets with me. I don't make bets too often, but the last three bets I've taken, singing is one of them.
Yeah.
So I'm doing pretty good now. You just gotta focus on it. I mean, sometimes people quit at the very end when things are about to happen, and it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of energy, work. As long as you're doing all those things, I mean, success is definitely bound to come to you, just a matter of time, because certain things don't happen because it's not your time yet. And as far as artists that haven't, that's once you get to a different point, I mean, you gotta put in the work. I strongly
right.
believe that. It don't matter who you are, as long as you put in the work, people will see that. Because most of the artists that act, there's a lot of talented artists out there, but I feel as though that they quit before their time. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And sometimes, it's like they could be right there at, like I say, we use the football terms, they could be at the 1 yard line and you just walk away. And if they just stay next to like 2 days into it, they really gotten a chance they won. And I just don't want that to pass me by. So that's why, you know, I grind hard.
Right, right. And that's really what it takes. I think regardless of what your profession is, I think you'll agree. I mean, you have to give your best, and you can't be willing to give up so easy. And I think that's a great point. So, Woodson, you know, let our listeners know then how they can stay in contact with you and how they can get their own single, Let Me Be.
You can stay in contact with me through my website. It's www.woodsonmusic.com. And you could also get your copy of Let Me Be on any and every online store, which is like iTunes, Amazon.com, CDBaby.com. Yeah, and then, you know, we have a new EP coming out, hopefully mid-September. So that'll be pretty good with Let Me Be and all the other new songs that I just had done.
Okay, all right. Well, last question I have for you, Woodson. Again, we appreciate you taking out the time, but the last question I have for you is advice. What advice would you give to anybody, as we were just talking about, regardless of what their dream might be, whether it's singing, dancing, acting, what advice would you give them about the importance of holding on to that dream and not letting go of it?
Believe in yourself. That's the main thing, because a lot of people won't believe in you. But if you believe in yourself, and you pursue what you're doing with your true intent, and you want to pursue that, it's going to take time, hard work. But just know one thing, if you believe in yourself and you actually push yourself, it will come.
Right. Well, I think that's great advice, and you heard it right here. So, again, it's woodsonmusic.com is where they can go online to find you. Also, you can find him on Twitter at IamWoodson there. And then, of course, you can find him on Facebook as well. He's a Facebook fan page. Make sure you check him out there, and it's Woodson there as well. So, Woodson, man, congratulations to you again. Let Me Be is now available on iTunes and Amazon.com. Make sure you pick it up there. You know, for less than a dollar, you can get the single. Make sure you share it with your friends there using the social media links there to let them know about the single as well. So, Woodson, man, congratulations, and feel free to come back anytime. We'd love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you
All
for
right.
having me.
No problem, man. Glad to do it. Now, if you missed any part of my conversation with Woodson, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com, or if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. All you have to do is go to my Facebook.com page slash CAWEB4, that's CAWEBB, the number 4. And on Twitter, you can find me at Cyrus Webb, that's CYRUSWEBB. Just click on the link. It'll take you directly to the show, and you can listen to it from there, share it with your friends from there, email it to people, as well as download it completely for free directly from that link. So make sure you take advantage of that. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Coming up at 25 minutes past the hour, we're heading up to Massachusetts, where our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will give us our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. Thank you for listening to Conversations Live, though. Have a great one.
Attention Conversation Live listeners, are you looking for a fun and exciting way to strike up an intimate conversation with your lover? If so, the Sex Bucket List is for you. With a page to personalize, your very own happy face stamper, and over 600 sextivities to stamp off before you kick the bucket, you'll soon discover a sexual side of yourselves that you never knew existed. Find us at thesexbucketlist.com. Make sure to like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and as always, get busy getting dizzy.